This is Simply Out of This World with JPR. Mixing global styles with JPR.
Los que de vez en cuando te duelen y luego dejas el frío. Los nunca tenidos en cuenta, los que no cierran en tu cuenta. Y aunque no quieras darte cuenta, siempre regresan como resucitando del abismo, merodeando en tu conciencia sin esencia, como ángeles en resistencia. No es natural tener un corazón de roca y la sangre fría. No es natural seguir de largo al ver un niño con panza vacía y hacer la vista gorda, disimulando con la propia conciencia que te persigue. Sikiridariwo, sikiridarirarie, desde Argentina al mundo te lo canto para usted. Sikiridariwo, sikiridarirarie. Y en las villas no se trata de dar limosna, sino de dar vuelta a la tortilla. Tira la valla, sale a la calle, deja la silla. A la batalla como Pancho Villa, guerra de guerrilla como el Che Guevara, o como el comandante Chávez en democracia, o como Evo Morales, guerrero aymara, presidente en tu propia cara. En tu propia cara, que te descascara. Hay cosas que están cambiando en Latinoamérica. En cada barrio, cada favela, cada villa, cada vecindario, son las ciudades de los dioses que a diario van despertando del pasado su legado mitológico, enojados con el sol y con la tierra, sus destinos catastróficos, suicidios, genocidios antropológicos. Diciendo, cantando, rapeando, rimando, contando. Soy la Latinoamérica profunda y ancestral. 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 Soy la Latinoamérica profunda, no te confundas.
Good evening, this is Out of This World with JPR. And Los de Abajo are making a strong comeback with their new album, Actitud Calle, Street Attitude. And this is actually the title track of the album, Actitud Calle, Los de Abajo, released on Ras Records. Excellent, excellent album. Really enjoying it. Maybe not quite as experimental as previous stuff, but still pretty good. Actitud Calle, Los de Abajo. A little bit of African music for you. Two new albums. Femi Kuti has got a new album called Africa for Africa. I will play you the title track of that coming out on the 8th of November. And Ibo Taylor from Ghana with Love and Death. That's a new album with an instrumental, Kwame. Africa for Africa. Ebo Taylor with Kwame, which is an instrumental. Next week I'll try and play a track where he's singing from his first-rate album, Love and Death. And before that, Femi Kuti, Africa for Africa, from the album of the same name, Africa for Africa. It's quite an exceptional album, actually. I think Femi Kuti is back on form. Natasha Atlas has got a new album on 6 Degrees Records. It's on World Village in the UK, Moon Kaliba. She's been receiving mixed reviews, but I really think that they are quite wrong. I would give her 5 stars for this album. I do like the interludes between the songs. I think they're meaningful, and I think her choice of songs is absolutely brilliant. Last week you had Riverman, this week Bat Kalim, Natasha Atlas from Moon Kaliba.
We meet at a time of great tension.
عايز العالم كله. elements that people are acting upon for their own personal gain. Therefore, there's a reason why their behavior is such. The monetary system is not just a medium of exchange. And even though it is a medium of exchange, there's a reason why the exchange actually has to occur, because of scarcity. If there was no scarcity, there'd be no reason for a medium of exchange. And hence, scarcity is money. Hence, people have to fight for money, and hence differential advantage, gaming strategy, hence dishonesty, hence corruption, hence the world you see around you.
Well, there you are. And if the music wasn't enough, then you had a little bit of a lecture there at the end. Great album, Natasha Atlas, Munkaliba. Bak Talim is the track that I played tonight. Now we've got a special 15 minutes for you. We have Cass Haley in the studio. I interviewed him just before the gig he gave in Reading with the Easy Star All-Stars on Thursday night. It was, as you'd expect, a tremendous gig, superior stuff. And I was really, really surprised to see how good Cass Haley was on stage. He was absolutely fantastic. And so were the Easy Star All-Stars. Brilliant, exceptional performances. Out of this world. Maybe the out of this world performance of the year. Now to Cass Haley, who will give us a very special acoustic session as well as an interview. Good evening, Cass.
Hello.
This is Cass Haley with me in the studio. How does a good Texan boy like you end up playing reggae? It's quite unusual, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm good, but Well, you know, I grew up with parents that are both musicians, and they were children of the 60s. My mom listened to Bob Marley while cleaning the house, so all kinds of styles of music were a part of my life growing up. And I think that just made me open-minded to try all different sorts of things and just sort of see what fits. And it sort of just naturally happened. I mean, I started playing sort of rock at first, mm-hmm. which was what was popular when I started playing, you know, first started playing music around the 90s and stuff. And that sort of went into sort of a punk thing, which sort of fed into ska, which sort of fed into reggae. Yeah. And at the same time, there was bands that were doing it in a mainstream sense, like Sublime. They were sort of bringing a reggae feel to pop music. UB40, which did in the 80s.
Yeah.
And I was always drawn to that style of music, you know.
Your album has got a lot of influences. How did it come about? To me, it sounds very. I mean, you said 70s. It's got a lot of 70s shades, even reminding me of like West Coast Canned Heat and stuff like that.
You know, it's got a lot of. There's a lot of soul influence, a lot of jazz influence, just pretty much all the styles of music I've been listening to growing up, just sort of smashing them together in a way that you know, I hope it works. You know, I just have fun when I'm making a record, you know, and try to make something that's fun.
you came second in the America's Got Talent show.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that when I read that.
Yeah,
well, how did that come about?
Completely random. I mean, it really was like I was not really a fan of those shows. Before I went on one, and I'm really still not a fan of them. Not my experience. My experience on the show was good, but just overall, just like I don't really watch those type of shows. And the times that I have watched them, I've sort of criticized them. I was like, "Oh, this is horrible. What are people watching this for?" Mm. But you know, I woke up one morning. This is how it happened exactly. I woke up one morning. I got a call from this guy named Seth Morley, who is a good friend of mine and was acting as my manager at the time. And he was like, "Cass," he's like, you going to the audition?" And I was like, "What audition?" And he was like, I booked that audition at America's Got Talent, where it's sort of like a backdoor audition where you can, you know, skip through the line and go straight into the producers and sing for him and stuff. And it was a connection that he had through his brother-in-law who worked at the Dallas Morning News. And so with all this pressure of him, me telling him that I would when I didn't remember telling him, I decided, what the heck? I'll go. I don't want to let my friend down, because I didn't think nothing was going to happen, you know. So I went. And what I have on today, pretty much a t-shirt and some blue jeans or some shorts. Just went in there and played them some songs and told them what I was doing at the time, which was I'll stay at home dad with my son during the day. And then at night I'd play music. And I sort of got the idea that they liked my story and stuff because they sort of shoveled me around to different rooms and had me tell different people what who I was, what I am, you know, getting the feel of if I could deliver on camera, I guess. I don't know. But then I left, and they called me 2 weeks later, and that was that. You know, I went out to L.A., and that was the first show once I got out to L.A. But it was a pretty wild, unexpected, sort of like a tornado, you know. Didn't expect it. Just sort of happened. And it truly has been a blessing in my life, definitely. I mean, you know, one thing I was worried about going into it was, you know, that to have that show stigma.
Yeah.
But, you know, I believe that I have the ability to prove people wrong once they say, oh, that guy from that show. Well, you know, come. I'm gonna deliver something that's real.
You certainly have got more talent than some of the candidates of Britain's Got Talent, that I can tell you. So what next?
You know, I'm planning on just playing every place I can possibly play, and just, you know, that's really what I like to do is play live so people can see that it's real.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's the easiest way to sell for me is just to go play out live. So I'm just, I've got a bunch of plans to tour the world and, keep making music, really.
That's great. That's great. Tonight you're playing with the Easy Star All-Stars, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one, man. Yeah. I've been on tour with them for about 6 weeks now, and it's been really, really cool.
So you're going to do a song for us?
Yeah, I'm going to do a song called Here I Come.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Long and dusty roads, here I come. Long and winding trails of life, here I come. I said I don't know where I'm going, but I sure know where I'm from. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know what the future's got for me. Too many highways, so many byways as I journey on. I climb over that mountain, cross over the water, cross over the waters, deeper waters. I gotta move on. Here I come, I'm watching my stride. Here I come, still got my pride. Here I come, I'm watching the line. Here I come, biding my time. Oh, here I come, here I come. Say I don't know where I'm going, but I sure know where I'm from. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know what the future's got for me. Too many highways, so many byways as I journey on. I climb over the mountain, cross over the waters, cross over the waters, deeper waters. I gotta move on. Here I come, I'm watching my stride. Here I come, still got my pride. Here I come, I'm walking the line. Here I come, biding my time. Oh, here I come, here I come, here I come. Say I don't know where I'm going, but I sure know where I'm from. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know what the future's got for me.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That sounds great. Absolutely. I love that song. I don't know what it is. It's just got...
It's a soul song.
No, right? It's about I don't know where I'm going, but I know where I'm from. I love that because I'm French, you know, and for me, it's kind of like, I know where I'm from, but maybe I don't know where I'm going.
I think it's everybody, you know, really. That's all we know. Yeah. Where we're from.
It's great. So just a couple of questions, kind of fun questions, really. What are you listening to at the moment?
Right now, I've been listening to a guy by the name of M. Ward.
Oh yeah,
I'm sort of got newly turned on to M. Ward, and I was a fan of the whole Northwestern Portland sort of melancholy indie scene a little bit, but for me, M. Ward has taken it. I think he takes it to a different place because it's not just melancholy. It's not just sort of that Northwestern sound, but he delivers sort of a blues, sort of like all kinds of different elements, man.
He was in the kind of Bright Eyes, like Conor Oberst kind of
sort
area.
Sort of Shinzy sort of thing, but then he...
Do you know Jay Tillman?
I don't.
You don't know Jay Tillman?
I should check it out.
Now, if you like melancholy, that is really melancholy. That is like chill out. Really great. Yeah, check it out. Yeah.
Awesome. I'll
play an M. Ward song.
Dude, on play one off Post-War.
Post-War. Okay.
Yeah, that's my favorite one.
To call in the rain. I hope he don't forget where he came from. I hope he never has to deal with wrong in someone. Cause I lived with many girls when I was younger. And I will live with many girls until I grow. I hope he's right in the head. I hope he's right in the head. I hope he's right in the head, even if he had to wrong someone. I hope he's right in the head. I hope he's right in the head. I hope he's right in the head, even if he had to wrong someone. Yeah. And I hope his guardian angel puts a gun. Pursue. I hope she sticks around when he does dirty and it's dirty dirty duty is through. I know the names will get changed to protect the innocent. He said I hope the names will get changed to protect me. I hope he's right in the head. I hope he's right in the head. I hope he's right in the head, even if he has to wrong.
M. Ward with Right in the Head from his album Post-War, one of Cass Haley's favorite albums. But back to the studio with Cass.
And who's been, like, your biggest influence?
You know, my biggest influence would probably have to be probably my father. You know, I would have to say that because he was all about soul music, and anything that I was ever turned on by, he was the one who pretty much gave it to me. You know what I mean? Yeah, like old Sam Cooke, James Brown, Stevie Wonder. Of course, I love Bob Marley.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff, man. But my parents.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Your best memory of a gig that either you went to or that you played at?
My best memory of going to a gig, probably the best live performer, in my opinion, is a guy named Martin Sexton. And I don't know if you've heard him.
No.
But get one of his live albums. Okay. His studio albums are good, but his live albums are where it's at. He's one of the best singers that are out there. And going to his show, it was probably one of the best experiences I've ever had because it was flawless and full of soul, effortless mastery, you know?
Right. Yeah, I'll check him out.
Yeah.
Okay, are you going to do another song for us?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's your kind of like, well, that's the song I actually chose to play. It'll be last week, actually, or a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, so. I'm going to play the old original version, which you played the remix, I think.
That's right, yeah.
It's called Better. Please, can't you see that you're breaking the hearts of the people that you need? Sister, please, don't you know that the ones that you love the most are gonna go? Can do better, can do better, can do better. Yes, you can. I know you can, I know you can. You can do so much better. Broken home and all alone. I'm the cop that is left where they cut you to the bone. Innocent and full of fear, cause the truth that they loved have all but disappeared. Well, I know, yes, I know you can do better. Can do better, can do better. Yes, you can. I know you can, know you can. You can do so much better. Sister, please, can't you feel that the dreams that you have for this life are still real? Broken home and all alone, and the cop that is left that caught you to the bone. Well, I know, yes, I know you can do better. Can do better, can do better. Yes, she can do better.
Thank you very much. Really enjoyed that. Really enjoyed talking to you, Cass. Haley, I'm looking forward to seeing you tonight. I hope we'll see you in Britain soon again.
You will.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Cass Haley interviewed in the studios of Blast 1386 in Reading last Thursday. Right, we get back to our normal programming now, as it were. That was a great session. Really enjoyed those acoustic versions of those two songs. Many thanks to Gary and Hazel for that. So, what was Cass Haley like live? Well, Cass Haley opened for the main band. His acoustic set of three songs was a delight to our ears. It was a warm and clear, yet slightly raspy voice, which kept us wanting to hear more. And he took us through familiar Texan territory first. It was a sort of Clarence Gatemouth Brown meets Patsy Cline. But then the Easy Star All Stars rhythm section was brought in, with added trombone and keyboards, producing a solid groove layered with strong melodies. A kind of crossover of 70s West Coast soft rock and reggae that really started to be quite intoxicating. But it was far too short a set, though. Cass Haley is definitely a name to look out for in the future. And what were the Easy Star All-Stars like? Well, it started with a musical chaos out of which appeared some of their own material from their 2008 EP Until That Day, which is playing now. A rounded sound full of energy driven by the drummer Cliff Simpson's mighty pulse and Ras Ayre, authoritative and definitive dub bass. The rest of the evening was dedicated to the Pink Floyd, Beatles and Radiohead covers that Easy Star All-Stars are famous for, with strong vocals by Kirsty Rock and sparkling DJ toasting by Manny Morey, and help from a rather young audience who knew all the lyrics. The evening reached various climaxes on Money, which was dubber than ever, When I'm 64 in a kind of ska styly, trip-hoppy Lucky, and Cass's vocal on his own song Better Remix were brilliant. There were some mind-boggling musical acrobatics from the flute and trombone players. After all this, it all dissolved back into a cacophonous chaos. By then, the audience was roaring and begging for more. There followed a breathtaking and elongated cover of Karma Police with pyromanic solos by Elena Canley and Shelton Garner Jr. During the whole evening, there were spectacular dub effects that were expertly controlled by the deft hands of the sound engineer. So, it was, how can I say, the link between Paris, Texas, Cambridge, Oxford, Liverpool and New York, wasn't it? But it was certainly a truly, thoroughly entertaining evening and the best version of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band I've heard since the late 60s. Was it world music? Well, does it matter, because we all enjoyed it. Babylon, 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 Babylon. So, back to our normal programming now then. I'm going to play three in a row, and that will be the end of the program, I'm afraid, yes, already. So, Suad Massi first, her new album, O Liberty, or O Huria, it's called, is coming out on Ras Records on the 8th of November, and I think it might make it into my top 10 this year. If it doesn't, I'd be very surprised. It's a superb album. It has Paul Weller on it, on one of the songs. I won't play it tonight, though. I'll start with Stop Pissing Me Off. Oops, sorry. That's the title of the song. We'll follow with Pierre Bensusan, who's got an album out now, and Dadgad Café. His album is called Vividly, and Dadgad is a reference to the tuning that he uses, D-A-D-G-A-D. And we'll finish with Feu Follet. In English, Will o' the Wisp. Feu Follet are a Cajun band, and they released their first album when some of them were only 9 in the band, so you can imagine what they're like now. They're actually excellent, very, very good. And the album is called En Couleur, In Colours, and the title, Ouvre la Porte, Open the Door. They should be coming to visit the UK in early 2011, I hope, with Cedric Watson, another favourite Cajun of mine. So I'll be looking out for that and tell you more about it. So I hope you've enjoyed the show. Have a nice week. Enjoy yourselves. Suad Massi for you.
كان انساف انت تزيد فيا طاير وانا السكتة شيفتها جاية لبعيد كل مرة بخرجة تخرج لي ما وليتش ناقض رجلي وراني بديت نتقلق طاير فيا كيفاش دايرة وانت ما شكيت في روحك
داير فيا حتى بالهضرة
وانت ضلت تشكر في روحك انت شباب وانا والو وحدة ما شفنا والو راني بديت نتقلى كنت جيم لبعيد باش تشوفني بكريكي كان عندي الشام تحلل فيا باش تخرجني واليوم راك ديما عيان ما كنتش هكذا ولي تقبيحة وقل لي وين راهي رايحة وراني بديت نتقلى وما نزيش نغسل الحوايجك وما نزيدش شوني ماخ
وما نزيدش نخمل لك ورطك والله غير نحرقهم في النار
تقول بيضة وانا كحلة ولا حبة تخلى تخلى وخلاص
تقلقت انا خلاص تقلق انا خلاص
Thank you.
dimanche en me promenant, passant devant ta porte. Par un beau dimanche en me promenant, passant devant ta porte. Dis ma mignonne, mais ouvrez-moi la porte. Mon cœur désire de vous parler.
Save me.